time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let's lift our hands to the Most High God and begin to bless His holy name. Let's bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's praise Him. The one who can give us victory. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Magnify His holy name. Magnify His holy name. Worship Him. He's a great deliverer. Worship Him today. Magnify His holy name.
It's
worthy to be praised. It's worthy. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ashe Oluwa.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Ashe Olorun Olodumare.
Thank you, Father.
Ashe Baba.
Thank you.
Ashe.
In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
The God of Abraham, the
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Amen.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. His mercy endureth forever.
Abraham,
Olorun Abraham,
the God of Isaac,
Olorun Isaac,
the God of Jacob,
Olorun Jacob,
the Holy One of Israel,
Eni Mimo Israeli,
the Rock of Ages,
Apata Aye Raye,
the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Eniwon Eya Judah.
We worship You.
Ajosin fun.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Ajosin wa ni oruko Jesu.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha ti Omega.
The unchangeable changer.
And it can yi pada ti yo gbogbo pada.
The one who can deliver.
And ina to le gba ni.
The one who can heal.
And ina to le wosan.
The one who can save.
And ina to le gbala.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Eba just say wa ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you've done since this morning. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, like never before, help us in Jesus' name. In all areas of our lives, show yourself mighty. Solve all our problems and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with two or three people and tell them, because Jesus reigns, I will fly. And then put your hands together for the Almighty. And you may please be seated. Thank you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
Where is Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Where will Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn tí ó bá dúró de Olúwa yóò tún agbára wọn ṣe.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Wọ́n fi ìyẹ́gun òkè bí idì.
They shall run and not be weary.
Wọ́n sáré kì yóò sì rẹ̀ wọ́n.
And they shall walk and not faint.
Wọ́n rìn àárẹ̀ kì yóò sì mú wọn.
Tonight we want to talk about overcoming mountains.
Loni lale ya be so nipa bibori awon oke.
What is a mountain?
Kini oke?
A mountain is usually regarded as the hindrance to your progress.
A ma fi gba gbogbo wo oke gege bi ohun ti wo si itesiwaju re.
An obstacle that is preventing you from reaching your goal.
Ohun ìdìgbòlù kan èyí tó ń dí ọ lọ́wọ́ tí ò jẹ́ débi ìlépa rẹ.
An obstruction that is preventing you from possessing your possession.
Ohun ìdúbù èyí tó ń dí ọ lọ́wọ́ tí ò jẹ́ kó o gbọ́n tí ṣogún ìní rẹ.
Anything that is standing between you and actualizing your destiny.
Ohun kowo to dubu to duro laarin re ati ti pimo ayan mo re wa si se.
When we talk about mountain, the first thing we think about is a big problem.
Nigba ta ba so ni ti oke ohun akoko to kan wa ma so lo si di re ni isoro tabi wahala nla kan.
The mountains can be useful.
Awon oke le wulo.
Mountain can be God's own way of advertising you.
Okele je ona Olorun lati pokiki re kede re faye gbo.
Israel didn't know David until Goliath came on the scene.
Israel o mo David titi Goliath fi yoju si bi oro na.
It is the coming of Goliath into the land of Israel that suddenly propelled David to the limelight.
We were Goliath si le Israel ohun lo mu ki David lojiji ko deni ti okiki re kan faye gbo.
A mountain, a problem, big problem.
Oke kan isoro tabi isoro nla
could be God's own way of waking you up.
O le je ona ti Olorun lati ji ogiri kuro ninu orun re.
And to ask you to come closer to him.
Kosi yolere pe o wa sumo mi nipe ki re ki omo mi.
In Acts chapter 12.
Inu se awon apostle ori kejila.
When you read it from verse 1.
O ba ka lati ese kini.
When Herod killed James.
Nigba ti Herod pa Jacob.
The church didn't do anything about it.
Ijo o se un kankan nipa re.
But when he grabbed
Peter,
the church suddenly
realized,
if we don't do something, this man will kill us all. The Bible said the church then began to pray. A problem, a big problem, can be something that God is using to say, hey, I am here, come and talk to me.
Isoro lani o le je o ti olorun nlo la so pe hey omo mi mo wa bi wa ba mi so asoye po wa ba mi soro.
A mountain, a big problem,
okay, kan tabi isoro la
could be something God who use to develop your spiritual muscles.
O le ja o ti Olorun yo lo lati fi mu olokun emi.
It was in prison that Joseph became an interpreter of dreams.
O je ninu tubu ni Joseph ti di eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
He was a mere dreamer before.
Ala la kan sha ni igba kan na ko to di pe denu tubu.
But when he got to prison,
nigbo denu tubu,
he moved on from a dreamer to an interpreter of dreams.
O tesi waju lati inu alala kan lo si eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
A mountain,
okay,
who help you to discover your potential.
O le ran lowo lati ri alumoni ni idiyele pataki ti Olorun pe sinu aye re.
You may never discover what is inside of you until you are faced with a big problem.
O le se se fun ko ma se awari owo ni e ti Olorun ti fi sinu re titi digbo ba fi doju ko isoro la kan.
Philip didn't know that he was to be an evangelist.
Philip o mo pe ko hun je ajin rere.
He thought he was only good as a deacon.
O ro pe ohun dara gege bi diakoni okunrin ni.
But when Paul began to throw every Christian into prison,
Paul Saul,
and he killed his friend Stephen. He ran.
Osa.
And in running, he got to Samaria.
Samaria.
And it brought joy to a whole city. You may never know what is in you until you come face to face with a big problem. Some of you know this testimony. Whenever the convention is near, our churches send in volunteers to clean up the camp. One day, I was going around inspecting the camp from morning to evening. By evening, I was very tired. I just told my family, come, let's pray, I want to sleep. And I prayed a very short prayer because I was tired. And I went to bed. And I fell asleep immediately. As soon my wife came and woke me up.
Like Penny, Mama, why did Baba?
Oh, woman, leave me alone, I'm tired. She said, one of the volunteers is dead.
O ti gbe mi mi.
And is the one that came from your village.
E to wa latabule ko re ni.
I woke up in a hurry.
Loju ese ni wara se san babaji.
Tiredness disappeared.
Are ara o po irada.
I quickly gathered the prayer warriors.
Opo gbogbo awon abadura jagupo.
And we went and began to pray. In that kind of situation, you pray all manners of prayers. After about 1 hour, God spoke and said, "Son, I thought you said you were tired." I said, "That was then." Not now. He said, "Tell the prayer warriors to go. It's you I want to talk to." So I dismissed the prayer warriors. And then I continued with prayer. And while I was praying, the one who was dead became the one who is sleeping. And before you need, she was fully back. You never know what is inside of you until a problem comes. And every treasure that God has hidden in you before the end of this convention, they will begin to manifest. A mountain could be a divine setup for testimonies. God wants to give you a testimony, and it starts with a mountain. When God wants to do the miraculous,
he
starts with an impossibility. When he wants to give you a big testimony,
he
starts with a big
problem.
Those of you who are here, you know very well. If we say it is testimony time, and somebody gets up, I said, "Praise the Lord with me. Last week I had malaria fever, and now I'm well. I know what you will say. Oh, sit down, let's hear him." But if somebody gets up, like the man who testified earlier, and said, "My wife has been barren for 20 years. And the first baby is a set of triplets." Ah, then you all get up and you clap.
That's okay.
So those of you who are facing big mountains now, in the mighty name of Jesus, before the convention is over, we will hear your big testimony. But then there's something else about a mountain.
Oh, we're not doing penalty, okay?
It is that it gives you an assurance that there is something great on the other side.
O fi daniloju ko fun pe ohun ti tobi ohun la kan be leyin oke yi.
A mountain gives you an assurance of a greater tomorrow.
Oke fun ni daniloju ojo la to tobi jojo.
That if only I can get to the other side of this mountain, there's something precious waiting there. I've told you before, in a house where a man has only one shirt and one trouser and an old bicycle, there's no need for a wall. No thief is coming.
Kò sí olè tó ń bọ̀ wá kọ́rú ẹrù báyìí kó má tún kó sì mọ́ sí.
They don't want to steal an old bicycle.
Wọn ò fẹ́ jalè èyí tí wọ́n tún kó sì bá òṣì ayé wọn tó fi ń jalè.
That's why if you go to a certain part of Lagos, you don't see walls surrounding the houses.
Ìdí rẹ̀ tó bá fi lọ sí àwọn ìgboro kan àdúgbò kan ní ìlú Èkó, òyì ròdì tán mọ yí ká lé mbẹ̀.
But if you go to another section of Lagos,
tẹ bá tún wá lọ sí abala mìíràn ti ìpínlẹ̀ Èkó,
you see high walls.
Ẹ̀rí òkè gàgàrà tó mọ dókè.
You see barbed wire on top.
Wà ní irin ẹlẹ́mú tó ti fi síbẹ̀.
Because inside that wall,
torí pé nínú ògiri lọ́wọ́n,
there are treasures.
Àwọn àlùmọ́nì ń bẹ iyebíye ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
Behind the mountain you are facing now,
lẹ́yìn òkè tó ń dojúkọ nísinsìnyí,
there's a glorious tomorrow.
Ọjọ́ ọ̀la ológun ń bẹ lẹ́yìn rẹ.
I am already rejoicing with you.
Èmi sì ti ń bọ ọyọ̀.
Because very soon,
torí láìpẹ́ jọjọ,
you will come and testify.
Ó wà láti jẹ́rìí. Amen.
But probably the most important thing about mountain,
boya o to se pataki julo ni ti oke,
is that the size of your mountain,
oni bi oke re ti tobi to,
is proportional to the size of your destiny.
Ale fi we bi ayan ma aye re ti je ologo to.
The bigger the mountain,
bi oke na ti tobi to,
the bigger your destiny.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àyàn máa yé rẹ tóbi tó ògo rẹ̀.
In Numbers chapter 13,
nínú Númẹ́rì orí kẹtàlá,
verse 26 to 33,
ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n àti títí dé kẹtàlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Numbers 13,
ìwé Númẹ́rì orí kẹtàlá,
verse 26 to 33,
ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n sí ìkẹtàlélọ́gbọ̀n.
The spies that Moses sent to spy the land,
àwọn amí tí Mose rán lọ láti lọ bẹ̀lẹ̀ náà ń wò,
came back and said,
wọ́n padà wá láti wípé,
oh, the land is flowing with milk and honey.
Ilẹ̀ náà ń ṣàfù wàrà àti fún oyin.
But there are giants.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn òmìràn ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
Giant problems,
ìṣòro tí ń ṣe òmìràn,
must always occupy the land flowing with milk and honey.
O gbọdọ ma fi gba gbogbo wa ni ile to nso fun ara ti fun oyin.
It is interesting that they said something funny.
O je o to yani lenu to pari lerin pe won so nkan ti o pari lerin.
They said the land eats up the inhabitants thereof.
Won le ile na ma gbe awon olugbe ibe mi.
If the land eats up the inhabitants, then where come the giants?
Si ile ba nge to nje awon olugbe ibe, níbo làwọn òmìràn ti wá wá?
When your destiny is big, your mountain will be big.
Nígbà tí àyànmọ́ ògo rẹ bá tóbi, ìṣòro tàbí òkè tó dojúkọ yóò tóbi.
The devil knew,
èṣùmọ̀,
that David was going to be the king of Israel.
Pé Dáfídì yóò jẹ ọba lórí Ísírẹ́lì lápapọ̀.
And so he brought a giant.
Torí náà wá mú òmìràn kan wá.
And listen to what Goliath said.
Tẹ́tí sí ojú Goliath wí.
Send me a man.
Ẹ mú ọkùnrin kan rán sí mi.
If he defeats me,
tó bá lù mí bolẹ̀,
the Philistines will serve Israel.
Àwọn ará Philistia yóò máa sin ìrú lábẹ́ Israeli.
If I defeat him,
tí bá lù ú bolẹ̀,
Israel will become our slave.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Israeli yóò di ẹrú fún wa.
The devil wanted to take the destiny of David away from him.
Níṣe ni èṣù fẹ́ gba àyàn mọ́ Dáfídì kúrò lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ lọ.
And he presented a mountain.
Ó sì gbé òkè gàgàrà kan síwájú rẹ̀.
In the form of Goliath.
Èyí tá a rí gẹ́gẹ́ bí Goliath.
But the God that gave David victory,
ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run tó fi ìṣẹ́gun fún Dáfídì,
is here tonight.
Ó ń bẹ níbí ní alẹ́ yìí.
And he's going to give victory to somebody here.
Ó sì fi ìṣẹ́gun fún ẹnìkan níbí.
If you are the one, let me hear your amen.
Bàbá jẹ́ àlẹ́ náà jẹ́ ń gbọ́ àmì rẹ dáradára.
I've told you before that I was a boxer.
Bàbá ti sọ fún wa nígbà kan náà pé a fẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kù bí òjò làwọn.
When you are about to fight,
nígbà o bá fẹ́ tó ń gbaradì láti lọ ìjà,
the first thing they do is they weigh you, they weigh you.
Ogun àkọ́kọ́ tí wọ́n ṣe ni pé wọ́n gbé ọ sórí ìwọ̀n, kí ni ìwọ̀n tó tẹ̀?
They weigh you and weigh your opponent.
Ẹni tó fẹ́ dojúkọ náà, wọ́n gbé sórí ìwọ̀n, wọ́n mọ ohun tó tẹ̀ níwọ̀n.
If you are very light,
tó o bá jẹ́ ẹ̀fúyẹ́gẹ́gẹ́,
they will only give you another light opponent.
Wa fun elelomiran to na je ofuye gege bi ti re.
If you are heavy,
to ba je en to ni kininu,
then they give you a heavy opponent.
O kimimi to kininu to te won bi ti re wa pe ko loju.
When your mountain is big,
nigba ti oke re ba tobi,
it is likely that you are a heavyweight champion for God.
O se se ko je afese ku bi ojo alagbara fun Olorun.
How many heavyweight champions of God are here tonight? Let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
So now, how do we deal with mountains? There are several ways. I'm going to talk about seven major ones. And I'm talking about to those who are intelligent, who will not ignore the mountain.
Amen. So, see, I want one. Ti one your polo lori ti wagma ti one che I kau kesi.
Because there are some people who will ignore the mountain.
Tori o koni yo wo pe kilo kese be koma bati elo.
They will say there is no mountain.
Ah, look at what they are.
They just pretend as if it's not there.
But
okay,
no, but
the mountain won't disappear because you ignore it.
Okay, man,
seven ways
on
that you can deal with the mountain.
Okay.
Number one,
yeah,
is to turn back.
Oh, go by
I say, well, the mountain is blocking my way.
Ah, okay, it's India no wo.
So I'm not going forward anymore.
And
Numbers 14.
Numeri orikanila.
Verse 1 to 4.
Ezekini si kani.
Numbers 14, verse 1 to 4.
Numeri orikanila. Ezekini si kani.
The children of Israel said,
I want my rally. We pray.
Let's go back to Egypt.
Ejiak pada losi la Egypt.
There is a mountain blocking our way to the promised
okay,
land.
Okay, but don't you know what losi la ileri lawa?
But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10,
verse
38. Hebrews chapter 10,
verse
38. God says, if any turn back, his heart will have no pleasure in such a fellow. My prayer for you is that you will never turn back in Jesus' name. And in any case, there are some of us, we have tried everything else before we came to Jesus Christ. So there's no way we can go again. This is our last bus stop. And you will never go back in Jesus' name. Number two, one could decide to walk around the mountain. But walking around the mountain is wasted effort. Because the mountains by nature, they may be small at the top, but they are very wide at the bottom. And in any case, what God said in Exodus 14, verse 15. Exodus 14, verse 15. When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, what God said is, tell the children of Israel to move forward. Not go round in circles. Forward. And now I'm saying to all of you who are here tonight, in the mighty name of
Jesus Christ,
move forward. The third way you can deal with a mountain is to climb it. Now, climbing a mountain may require effort. That is far, far better than going around in circles.
Ṣùgbọ́n dára bẹ́ẹ̀ ló sàn ju ká máa dò yíyí ká lọ.
And it's far, far better than going back.
Ó sì dára bẹ́ẹ̀ ló sàn ju pípadà sẹ́yìn lọ.
In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
Numeri oriketa lẹ́sẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
Numbers 13, verse 30.
Ìwé Numeri oriketa lẹ́sẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
Caleb said.
Caleb wípé.
Let us go up at once.
Ẹ jẹ́ àgòkè lọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan yìí.
Let's climb this mountain.
Ẹ jẹ́ àgòkè yìí.
And there is this special joy.
Ayọ̀ ńlá yìí sì ń bẹ tó jẹ́ ayọ̀ ọ̀tọ̀.
That you have when you get to the top of the mountain.
Èyí tó ní nígbà tó bá dé orí òkè náà.
You can imagine the joy of David.
O lè máa fojú inú wo ayọ̀ Dávidi.
In 1 Samuel 17.
Inú Samuel kíní orí kẹtàdínní ogún.
Verse 51.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkànléláàádọ́ta.
1 Samuel 17 verse 51.
Samuel kíní orí kẹtàdínní ogún ẹsẹ̀ kọkànléláàádọ́ta.
When he stood on top of Goliath.
Nígbà tó dúró lé orí Goliath.
You can imagine the joy in him.
O lè máa fojú woru ayọ̀ ètò ń bẹ nínú rẹ.
And the joy of reaching the top of your mountain.
Àti ayọ̀ dídé òkè. Omu òkè ńlá rẹ.
Reaching the top.
Dídé òkè ni.
Of the mountain before you.
Dídé òkè òkè tó ń bẹ níwájú rẹ.
The Almighty God will give it to you tonight.
Ọlọ́run yóò fi fún ọ ní alẹ́ yìí àmì.
Number four way of dealing with a mountain.
Ọ̀nà kẹrin dábí lè gbà dojú kọ òkè.
Is to bore a hole through the mountain.
O ni pe ka wa iho kan la inu oke na ja.
To dig a tunnel through the mountain.
Ka wa iho alujo si odi keji lati abe oke yi.
So you go from where you are to the other side of the mountain.
Tori na wa lo lati bi to wa lo si odi keji oke yi.
Even though the mountain is still there, but you are on the other side.
Bo ti le je pe oke si nbe nibe, iwo ti re koja si odi keji.
Exodus chapter 14.
Inu Exodus ori kerinla.
Verse 21 to 28.
Ese kokanlelogun si keji dini ogbon.
Exodus 14 21 to 28.
Exodus ori kerinla ese kerinlelogun si keji dini ogbon.
When Moses lifted up his hand.
Nigba ti Moses gbe owo re soke.
God caused the east wind to blow all night.
Olorun mu ki afefe ila orun ko fe ni gbogbo orun na.
And created a way in the Red Sea.
O si la ipa ona si okupupa.
The children of Israel passed through on dry land.
Awon omo Israel ri ori eyan gbe ile koja.
And the sea came back together again.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni òkú ti wá padé ngboya.
You bore a hole through the mountain.
Wa la iho sinu oke na.
And then you go through.
Wasi la koja.
Now boring a hole through the mountain.
We why you ti abe oke lati la koja so di keji.
We require
yo nani
the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
Ani atileyin ati iranlowo emi mimo.
Because when Moses lifted up his hand.
Ani nigba Moses gbe owo re soke.
It was the east wind that blew.
Afefe la orun lo fe
and created a tunnel
lo la ona
for the children of Israel to pass through.
Israel lati re koja ninu okupupa.
And I'm believing God that tonight.
Emi ti n gba Olorun gbo pe ni ale yi.
Even as we pray.
Bi o ti ma gbadura.
The wind of the Holy Spirit will blow in Jesus name.
Afefe ni mo yo fe ni oruko Jesu.
The fifth way you can deal with a mountain.
Ona karun da bi le gba koju si oke.
Is to dynamite it.
O ni ka so ado loro ka fi fotutu ko fokadanu.
Blast it out of the way.
Ka fokadanu ko loju ona eni.
In Joshua chapter 6.
Inu Joshua ori kefa.
Verse 20.
Ese ogun.
Joshua chapter 6 verse
20. Joshua ori kefa ese ogun.
When the children of Israel came face to face with the wall of Jericho.
Bati amo Israel doju ko odi Jericho.
The Lord asked them to shout.
Oluwa ni ko hoku.
When they shouted.
Nigba ti won si ho.
The wall didn't just fall.
Ije pe odi na wo nikan.
It was reduced to rubble.
Nije lo wo bere.
God sent a dynamite from heaven.
Olorun ra do Olorun lati orun wa.
And blasted the whole wall down.
O si
I believe there might be one or two people here tonight ready to shout to God so that their mountain can be blasted out of the way. If you are one of the two, let me see your feet and let me hear you shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that every wall of Jericho in your life will crumble tonight in Jesus' name. The sixth way you can deal with a mountain is to relocate it. According to Mark 11, verse 22-23. Mark 11, verse 22-23. Jesus Christ told the disciples, have faith in God. If you have faith in God, you can say to this mountain, mountain, be thou removed. Mountain, relocate. Change your position. Get out of my way. And he shall obey you. All you need to relocate a mountain is faith in God and you're saying so. Tonight, when it is time for prayer, I'm going to give you an opportunity to command your mountain to move out of the way. And in the name that's above every other name, they will obey you in Jesus' name. But then there is a seventh way of dealing with a mountain. And that is to fly over it. The mountain is there.
Okay, Benibe.
You don't want to turn back.
Oh,
you don't want to walk around
it. Oh,
you don't want to struggle climbing.
Oh,
you don't want to dig through it. You don't want to blast it.
Oh,
because you want to use it as a reference point. That was the mountain that was trying to block my way. You don't even want to waste time relocating it. But you want to fly over it. That's the theme of our convention. We want to develop wings like eagles. We want to fly over every mountain. All it will take is to wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. Is anybody here tonight who is ready to fly over all mountains? Are you sure? Are you ready to wait upon the Lord? Yesterday, when I asked us to pray for 1 hour, Some of you who are not used to long prayer say 1 hour. But you discover that 1 hour is not a long time. In fact, I can tell you I was seriously delighted. Because throughout the night, there were people here praying. Praying. All night long. I was delighted. How did you know there were people here praying? Because I was praying with them. I want to fly. Thank God I'm already flying. But I want to fly higher. How many of you want to fly tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But before you begin to even command mountains to move, there's a story in Acts chapter
19.
From verse 13 to 17. Acts 19, verse 13 to
17.
Some people saw the way God was using Paul. I was moving mountains out of the life of people. So
they
saw a man who had a real mansion.
Real
they saw a man who was demon possessed. And they decided, let's move the mountain out of him. So they went to the man and said, hey, you devils, get out of this man. And the devil said, who are you? Who gave you the right to command me to move? I know
Jesus.
If he commands me, I will obey. I know
Paul.
He has a relationship with Jesus. If he asks me to move, I will obey. Who are you? If you have no relationship with Jesus
Christ,
if you have not surrendered your life to him, if his blood has not washed away your sins, and you begin to command mountains to move, mountain will laugh at you and say, who are you? By what authority are you commanding me to move? That's one point you must note.
Eleje koko kan to gbodo fiyesi.
Second point.
Koko keji.
Even if you have a relationship with God,
to ba tile ni ibasepo pelu Olorun,
you are born again.
O di atunbi.
You are washed in the blood.
Afi eje re wo.
You have been forgiven.
Ati dariti o.
God is your supporter.
Olorun ni alatileyin re.
And then you command the mountain to move. And the mountain answers and says,
okay, now that will we
bear. In whose name are you asking me to move? And you say, in the name of Jesus, of course. And the mountain says,
okay, why we bear.
It is Jesus who asked me to stand here.
Yes, only what do you see video?
Because of your disobedience.
I got on re.
Ask Jonah.
Be re lowo Jonah.
God sent him to go to the east. He refused. He started running to the west. And God sent a storm to block his way. Everybody was praying. Everybody was rowing.
But
when they woke up Jonah,
where
are you sleeping when we are in trouble? He said, oh, what's the problem? They said there's a storm. Call your God so that the storm may stop. He said, no. I know why this storm is there. I'm the one responsible. You want the storm to end? You get rid of me. As soon as they threw him into the ocean, the storm ceased. You can't move a mountain that you are the one who caused it.
Oh, let's shoke. Nidi, nibat eko ono lo shokufa iwa uke inibe.
Many a times God uses the mountain to say to you,
opo igba ni Olorun lo oke yi lati wi fun o,
you are going astray.
O sakojina rere lo,
come back to me,
pada wale asako, pada bob to sodo mi,
and then we'll take care of the mountain.
Wo si se ikapa oke na.
Many of us are backsliders. And it's as a result of the backsliding that we got into trouble. The word of God is clear. When you are doing His will, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. You obey him. He says the enemies that rise up against you shall be smitten before your face. You won't have to do the fighting. But you disobey him. Then you will turn your back before enemies. That's why tonight, before we go to pray, if you are a sinner
and
you have not yet surrendered your life to
Jesus,
your own case is very simple. You run to
Jesus,
ask him for the salvation of your soul. Ask his blood to wash you clean. The Bible says there's enough power in that blood to overcome
Satan.
If you're a backslider and you know it yourself, when I was on the side of the Lord, this mountain didn't come.
Okay, you must what?
When I backslid, this mountain came.
Okay,
the solution is simple. Return to the Lord, and the mountain will go.
Okay, now you see, Lord.
The big one is those of us who claim that we are born again. Who claim that we are not backsliding, but we deliberately keep on disobeying God. No wonder you commanded mountains to move, and they got bigger. I'm believing God for you tonight, that the God of grace will give you grace to realize your error. that you correct your ways,
that
you restitute your ways, and then before tomorrow morning, your mountain will become a mere testimony. So before we pray, if there's anyone here who says, "I want to surrender my life to Jesus," come quickly. I will count from 1 to 10. I can see that some of you are so far away, I can't even see where you are. So I will count gently. But if by the time I say 10, you are not already standing before me, I will know you are not coming, and we will continue with the program. If you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to run now. You cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. The word of God is clear. God forbid. If you are a backslider and you want your mountains removed, return to the Lord. Do so tonight before it is too late. I'm counting now. One.
Oh,
come. Two.
Eji.
Three.
Eta.
Oh yes, mountains are going to move tonight. Because people are coming to the Lord. Because they are forsaking their evil ways. And then we will have the boldness to tell the devil to take away his dirty hands. Three.
Eta.
Four.
Erin.
Now, if anyone is clapping for Jesus Christ because of what he's doing, I think they should do it with all their hearts. Five.
Aaron.
The blood of Jesus cleanses from all
sins.
Once that blood washes away your sins, you can command mountains and they will move. That's the word of God. He says, signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Six.
Efa.
You are not tired of clapping, I'm sure. Thank you,
Jesus.
Keep coming.
Mama.
I can see you coming from all over the place. And I'm rejoicing with you already because tonight is your night of deliverance. Seven.
Eje.
As soon as you arrive, continue to pray. Begin to pray straight away. Begin to cry to Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Ask him to be merciful. Ask him to wash you clean in his blood. Tell him you have come to surrender to him tonight. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. And those of you on the way, keep on praying too. Keep praying as you come. 7. Just keep coming. Don't wait. Keep coming. I know some of you are coming from a long distance. Just keep coming. Oh, thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your drawing power. Thank you for the power in your word. Thank you. 8 now. Keep praying, calling on him for the salvation of your soul. Keep praying. Keep coming, keep coming. I can see many of you still far away. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. 9 now. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Eso, Jesus.
Thank you, Almighty. And please let the rest of us stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them. Let's pray that God who saved our souls will save their own souls also. That the one who has kept us will restore every backslider to himself. Please pray for them, brethren. Intercede for them. Intercede for them. Say, Father, have mercy on this your children. Forgive all their sins. Cleanse them in your blood. Write their names in the book of life. Please pray for them for another 1 minute. And those of you on the way, just keep coming. Keep coming. I'll be praying for you in another 30 seconds. Keep coming. Be praying for your salvation in another 30 seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming, keep coming.
Emma Bo.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Baba.
Don't stop. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Thank you, Father.
Baba.
Thank you, Savior. Thank you, sir.
Eshe olugbala.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Yoruba la Jesu ni ati gbadura.
Now, those of you who are still on the way, just keep coming. Don't stop. Just keep coming. My Father and my God, I want to bless your name again. Thank you for your word. And thank you for these people who have responded to your word. Father, you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. They have come to you now. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And Father,
Baba,
don't let them ever go back into sin in Jesus' name. And from now, when they command mountains, let mountains move in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, those of you who are still coming, just keep coming. It's not too late. Now, those of you who have come forward tonight, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. Now I'm rejoicing with you because by the grace of God, from now on, I will be praying for you.
And
so I'm going to need your name, your address, and your prayer request. So if you will please turn to your left, you will see somebody there who will lead you to where some pastors are waiting for you. They will collect the information I want. And then they bring you back very quickly. Let's begin to go now. In this direction. Let's begin to go. Where is the man leading the way? Begin to lead the way. And please, I need pastors to go and help the counselors. Go your left. I need your name. I need your address. And I need your prayer request. So go the way I direct. Begin to go now. And let's clap for Jesus as they go. Let's clap for Jesus as they go. If you see what I am seeing, you will clap for Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a really big hand for this harvest of souls. There's no greater miracle than salvation. Begin to go to where I ask you to go. And brethren, please, don't be stingy with your clapping. Clap for the Almighty God for what He has done again tonight. Give Him all the glory. Put those hands together. The hands that clap for Jesus, whatever He touches will prosper. So if you want your hands to begin to prosper, put them together for Jesus Christ. Keep on clapping, keep on clapping. Keep on clapping for Jesus. Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. It's quite a crowd among the converts tonight, so keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. You will never be tired in Jesus' name. So keep on clapping. Jesus is watching as you are clapping. And he will reward you for clapping for him. Keep on clapping. The hands that will do the biggest clapping will get the biggest miracle this year. God is a rewarder of those who diligently serve
him.
You clap very well, he will reward you very
well.
Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Go ahead, keep on clapping. We are going to need more pastors to handle this crowd tonight. Please, pastors, go and help. God bless you. Go and help. You can take your notebook and use it. Get their names, their address, and their prayer requests. Please help quickly. God bless you, pastors. He will strengthen your hands. The hands that you are clapping for him shall be strengthened in Jesus' name. He will strengthen your hands. Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, maybe you want to write down your prayer requests. Pastors, don't worry, they will show it on the screen. Prayer point number one. You want to praise God who is before every mountain. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth,
he
is God. The one who is before every mountain can uproot any mountain. So you want to praise him because he's before every mountain. Then number two,
age.
You will say, Father,
Baba,
if I am responsible for the mountain blocking my way now, forgive me tonight. And give me the grace to restitute my ways. If I'm responsible for for the mountain blocking my way now.
Okay, don't tell on me, Lord, by you.
Please forgive me tonight. And give me the grace to restitute. Number 3. Father.
Baba.
Whatever will not allow me to reach my goal.
Oh, ko won ti oni faye gba mi lati debi le pa mi.
Must go tonight.
O gbadọ lo ni ale yi.
Whatever will not allow me to reach my goal.
Oh, ko won ti oni faye gba mi lati debi le pa mi.
Must go tonight.
O gbadọ lo ni ale yi.
Number 4.
Ikarin.
Father.
Baba.
You helped Moses at the Red Sea.
Era Moses lowo loku pupa.
You helped Joshua at Jericho.
Era Joshua lowo ni Jericho.
You helped David to overcome Goliath.
Era David lowo lati bori Goliath.
Help me now.
Era mi lowo nisisiyi.
You helped Moses at the Red Sea.
Era Moses lowo loku pupa.
You helped Joshua at Jericho.
Era Joshua lowo ni Jericho.
You help David to overcome Goliath.
Era David lowo lati bori Goliath.
Help me now.
Era mi lowo nisisiyi.
It is my turn.
O to akoko mi.
Emi lokan.
Emi lokan. Lati gba iranwo re.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
Father.
Baba.
Help me relocate every obstruction to my destiny.
Rami lowo lati le shi nipo pada gbogbo ohun idiwo si ayanmo mi.
Help me to relocate every obstruction to my destiny.
Oluwa rami lowo ki le shi nidi kuro gbogbo ohun idiwo si ayanmo mi.
Number 6.
Ikefa.
Father.
Baba.
Tonight.
Lalei.
That kind of faith that can move mountains.
Iru igbagbo ni to le si oke ni di.
Deposit into me.
Fisinu mi.
Father.
Baba.
That kind of faith that can move mountains. Deposit into me.
Isinu mi.
Tonight.
Lalei.
And then number 7.
Ikeje wa yi o.
The God of Elijah.
Sọpe Olorun Elijah.
Show yourself today.
Fara re han loni.
In my situation.
Nipo ti mo nla koja.
Because when Elisha came across Jordan.
Tori ngba ti Elisha de Jordan.
He saw this is the one blocking his way to
destiny.
He cried for the Lord of Elijah.
Oke pe Olorun Elijah embolo wa fara re han.
Now when you have prayed this prayer,
ba ti gba awon adura won yi,
then begin to attack whatever mountain is in your own personal life.
Wa ma wa doju ogun ko gbogbo okekoke to nbe ninu aye re gege bi olodun eniyan kan.
If it is sickness,
to ba je aisan,
command it to move.
Pa la se pe ko shidi ko kuro nibe.
If it is bondage of any type, barrenness, failure, whatever it is, then go ahead commanding it. Tell the mountain that I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Move tonight. And then finally, you will cry to God. You say, Father, I have waited on you. Let me mount with wings as an eagle. We'll be praying for 1 hour. The altar is available. You can pray whichever way is convenient for you. If you want to sit down, it's fine. If you want to stand, it's fine. You want to lay on your face, it's fine. 1 hour. Let's go ahead and begin to talk to the Almighty God. Mountains must move tonight. Let's go ahead and begin to talk to God.
Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Almighty God will grant your request. If you are responsible for the mountain before you, He will forgive you tonight. The grace to restitute your ways, He will grant you tonight. Everything standing between you and your destiny shall relocate tonight. The Lord who helped Moses, He will help you. Even as He helped Joshua, He will help you. The one who gave David victory over Goliath, He will give you victory. Every mountain of sickness, of failure, of barrenness, of sorrow that may be in your life, I command that they move tonight. Every mountain of bondage, of fear, of poverty, of fruitless effort in your life, I decree that they move tonight. In the name that's above every other name, from now on you begin to fly. It shall be well with you. And you too, you will serve the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close, off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever.